From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The official number of casualties from the World Trade Center attack continues to decline. 2,937 people are currently listed as dead or missing. As rubble is cleared from the ruins, it's being brought on barges out past the Statue of Liberty to Staten Island, where it's laid out at the sprawling Freshkills landfill. Police, FBI agents, and construction workers have been sifting through the debris for months, looking for human remains and for criminal evidence. NPR's Chris Arnold spoke with Port Authority police at the site about how that painstaking effort is going.
At a pier at Freshkills, an earth mover drops twisted metal and concrete into the bed of an enormous dump truck, which is knocked a few feet sideways by the impact. Trucks carry their load up a hill here to an outdoor crime lab with tents, about 40 trailers, and a dining hall. Cranes and sifting machines sort through the rubble and the ash and concrete dust that looks like gray dirt.
We'll sift through it with pitchforks and rakes.
Port Authority Police Officer Tom Hoey is in a full white Tyvek protective suit with a filtered respirator dangling around his neck. He's with a retired policeman from New Jersey working in what's called Area B, where debris is examined by hand.
We have found quite a few body parts over the past weeks. And in that case, we would bring it over to the crime scene trailer, and there's a forensic anthropologist over there who would turn it into NYPD. They would photograph it, give it a number, and send it to the Bellevue Morgue in Manhattan, where they can get some DNA and identify it.
Today, Officer Hoey has just found a mud-encrusted Port Authority ID badge, and he heads into an evidence collection trailer. The Port Authority had its headquarters in the World Trade Center and lost 38 civilian employees and another 37 police officers on September 11th. In the trailer, the ID badge is placed in a bucket of disinfectant. Port Authority Detective Ronnie Mendenhall says objects are then dried and cleaned under an air filtration hood.
As you can see, there's a big stack of ID cards over there on that table. All of those were brought out of the sifters and the rubble out here. We've gotten some police shields of dead officers out, some weapons, stuff like that, and we got a lot of clothes.
There's been criticism from some victims' family members that human remains are being brought over here to an old garbage dump. But the officers say that if the families knew what it was really like here, they might not feel that way. First, the dump was shut down nearly a year ago, and topsoil and seed was spread over the entire area, making it today look more like a grass-covered mountain. The methane gas that leaks up out of the ground can smell pretty awful some days. But Detective Mendenhall says nobody who works here thinks of it as a dump.
It's not that to us. It's a place of honor. I mean, you can't allow yourself to think about it like that. It's just too much going on over here. There's too many folks to find and take care of, make sure they get it.
Mendenhall looks away with tears in his eyes, unable to finish his sentence. As a police instructor, Mendenhall personally trained many of the officers who died in the Trade Center. Some, he says, ran back into the buildings repeatedly to rescue more people. Lieutenant Brian Tierney has been here listening and steps in.
It's hard because you're pushing back emotions so that you can do your job. But there's only so much you can keep packing back there. And for the most part, we don't get emotional at all until we're with each other. That's when you sort of let your guard down, because it's you're with family.
Tierney finishes Mendenhall's thought, saying the police here take their work very personally and treat any human remains or possessions they find with respect.
Their families are missing them, and some of those are our officers. And part of our job is to get back anything we can for those families. And we think, how would I want this material delivered to my wife or to my sister or my parents? And we treat it, or try to treat it, with that same reverence that it deserves.
The officers here are working 12-hour shifts, 6 or 7 days a week, and that's taking a toll on their own families. At the other end of the recovery operation, crushed and burned out emergency vehicles are laid out and numbered. Inside another trailer, Port Authority Police Officer Larry Mays says he lost his best friend on September 11th. Officer John Scala used to come over to his house all the time and play video games with his kids.
They called him Uncle John. He came over to the house. They called him John Scallop, you know. And when this first happened, it was every day. You know, Daddy, did you find John Scallop? Is John Scallop dead? Could he be alive?
The long hours Mays is working here are especially hard on his 8-year-old son. He recently got a call from the school nurse.
She started talking to him, and they said that his daddy was never going to come home again because of 9/11. And his daddy lost his best friend, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose my daddy, that he's not going to come home. And a lot of it's probably my fault because I talk at home. You know, he hears me talking on the telephone or whatever, and he hears, you know, well, he gathers in all this information because they're sponges. But he's obsessed with Ground Zero, 911. He wants to go to Ground Zero. Do I take an 8-year-old to Ground Zero? What would that accomplish? You know, would it help him or would it hurt him?
Lately, May says his son has been calling him all the time on his cell phone.
He'll call me 5 times a day, 6 times a day. He checks on me constantly. Where are you? What time are you coming home? And if I tell him I'm going to be home at 6:30 and it's 6:31, my phone's ringing. You know, he gets up in the middle of the night and he'll hunt me down in the house, wherever I am.
But Mays says he wants to be here, working on the recovery effort. He feels guilty about not being able to get to the Trade Center to help on September 11th. He was off duty that day. And he still feels angry and confused about why this had to happen.
I still believe in God. I just, you know, don't trust him that much anymore. I don't understand.
The name Fresh Kills means fresh streams or waterways, and it goes back to a time when this place was a wetland. With the closing of the landfill, there are proposals to turn Fresh Kills back into a nature area, maybe a park with trees and meadows. You can see Manhattan in the distance across the water, and those working here would like to see a monument built to honor the people whose bodies they're searching for, something to stand here facing the changed Manhattan skyline. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.